We're back here on the Radio Sports page. We're joined now by members of the Pella Christian Boys Soccer Team, Camden Parker and Ethan Van Arendonk. And guys, it's been a pretty good start to the season. You guys are in the rankings in Class 1A in the state of Iowa. How has the season kind of gone from your perspective, and what are some of the things that have been really fun about the year?
Yeah, it's been going pretty good. We've played a couple hard teams like Pella and those big schools, but we for sure needed this win against Grinnell, which was really good.
We have had a pretty good year. We haven't had too many cold games, and that's helped a lot because it's kind of hard to play soccer in the cold, but we've gotten a lot of sun, but a lot of wind, so that's kind of a struggle. But it's been pretty good so far.
Well, and you mentioned some of the struggles and obviously some hard teams, but another thing that has presented a challenge for you guys is you guys have had some back-to-back nights, and, you know, that could be a little bit challenging and staying well-rested while also, you know, giving your 100%. You know, what are some of the things you guys have done this year to try to help yourselves with some of those back-to-back games and making sure you're ready for both games of a doubleheader like that?
Mm-hmm. So I would just say stretching for sure is really important. And then just mental, it's kind of a mental game, and we just have to bring energy every game, no matter like who it is or how tired we are. Yeah.
Yeah, like every morning I stretch before school, and I stretch before our games. I stretch after the games, and that helps a lot. Just stretching is very important to soccer when you have back-to-back night games.
Absolutely. And you know, you guys have taken on quite a bit of offensive responsibility here for the Eagles this year. You guys provided the two goals and the win against Grinnell. And, you know, losing a player like Alejo Marcon, who was a really big offensive piece for the Eagles and kind of stepping into those roles. Are there a few moments from throughout the season, you know, whether offensive or defense, that kind of stand out for you individually on the season?
I would say the one where Ethan, like, drop back to me, and then I shot it over one of our friends, Matthew. He was the Sigourney goalie. Yeah, so I think there was like a play before that where Ethan had the chance to drop to me. So then I told him that, and then we did it the next time, and it worked.
Yeah, and I would say the same thing. Like Camden, Camden's our midfielder, and he is just he gets the ball up to me and Theo, and we've scored a few times this year, and Jack off the corners, it's just been good. We scored yesterday off the corner, and that it was really good. So,
and you know, with the offensive responsibility, you know, that's obviously something that not everyone in high school gets bestowed upon, let alone as a sophomore. And both of you being sophomores and getting that responsibility, what's it mean to you that you know, the team and Coach Fancher and the coaching staff has put that level of trust into you to be such contributors for the Eagles offensively?
I would just say that we're young and we still have two more years, and we learned a lot from last year, and we just gotta we're gonna keep learning the next 2 years, and we gotta teach the younger freshmen about how we play, I guess. And yeah,
like Ethan said, I think we'll have a good few years ahead of us. We got quite a young team. We have lots of sophomores, and there'll be some more people coming in from the younger years. So, yeah, I'm excited for that.
And, you know, obviously you guys compete on Saturday with Centerville here at home. It's a makeup game that was supposed to be played earlier this season. What's the goal on Saturday against Centerville for you guys? I know it's a busy time of the year with tulip time, but what are some of the goals you have with, you know, the Centerville game on Saturday? And then beyond that, throughout the rest of the season, what's kind of the expectations you have for both Saturday and the rest of the season?
I would just say the remaining few games don't matter as much as the ones that I already have, because I think we'll be top 16, hopefully. So then we just got to look forward to sub-state and hopefully state.
Yeah, I would just say we got to be stretched every game. We got to be loose. We got to be ready to play. Because we got to have energy still, because it's still a good, solid team, so we're going to have to play really good still to win.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for joining us here on the Radio Sports page this week, and best of luck the rest of the season and on Saturday against Centerville amongst the craziness of Tulip Time.
Yes,
thank you for your time.
Absolutely. That was Ethan Van Arendonk and Camden Parker of the Pella Christian Boys soccer team here on the Radio Sports page.